For 3D printing applications for the automotive aftermarket. The automotive aftermarket is a massive quagmire of original equipment manufacturer, OEM off-the-shelf, and cobbled-together parts used to repair or replace the parts that keep vehicles moving. While ancillary aftermarket parts, ink cup holders, personalization details, or other more aesthetic features have been a hotspot for 3D printing, there's a huge potential market for more practical parts where on-demand manufacturing and digital warehousing can offer incredible benefits. Indeed, additive manufacturing AM is changing the aftermarket for car parts. From digital inventories of spare and replacement parts to reverse engineering of obsolete parts to tooling to, yes, the fun things to personalize vehicles, AM in the automotive aftermarket is abuzz with possibility. 1. Digital inventory. Grills, valves, even engine components, imagine not worrying about stock. Even for long out-of-production vehicles or those so popular even spare parts fly off shelves. What if there were no shelves, no warehouses, no superstores to worry about, and instead a quick online order form? That's both a near future and current reality, ready to scale up for more aftermarket suppliers. Especially for rarely replaced parts or for shorter run production vehicles, it simply doesn't always make sense to keep physical parts on shelves gathering dust. Producing them using the original manufacturing method is rarely cost-effective, since tools and molds may no longer be available. However, if digital files are available, additive manufacturing can relatively quickly turn those virtual parts into physical replacements. With many automotive OEMs, from Ford to General Motors to BMW, having invested in 3D printing for decades now, often as a secret sauce and only somewhat recently publicly sharing a glimpse into their applications, more and more manufacturers are producing digital twins as part of their standard operating procedures. That leaves them one print job away from offering any spare part on demand. Building such a process into design and production eliminates those physical inventory shelves from the get-go. Similarly, vehicle manufacturers can add higher-end touches with on-demand components. Prefer a metal shifter to a standard polymer version? At IMTS 2018, HP showed just what its metal jet technology could do with a Volkswagen shifter. From specialized nuts and bolts to dashboard components and under-the-hood parts, polymer and metal 3D printing technologies are rising to the challenge of roadworthy parts production. 2. Reverse engineering. Out-of-production reproduction came to prominence relatively early on in the discussion of additive manufacturing for the automotive aftermarket. Typically, parts are made in significant quantities for automotive manufacture, with thousands or millions of components assembled to create each run of vehicles. This keeps traditional manufacturing, think molding, casting, milling, busy and cost-effective. But when those vehicles go out of production and it's been long enough that their spare parts are nowhere to be found, what options do owners have? If a given part is the difference between junking a car and keeping an oldie but goodie on the roads, it seems silly to bid farewell when that part could be reverse engineered. In these processes, engineers need to create a new digital file. This often involves taking a detailed 3D scan of a legacy part, repairing as necessary within the software suite of choice, and then generating a printable file. From there, it is just a matter of selecting the right 3D printing process and material of choice to create the needed parts. That oldie but goodie will be road ready again before a traditional line might even start prepping an outdated mold. Siemens Material Solutions facility in Worcester, England had examples cases like this on a media tour some years ago. There, engineering.com was among the welcome guests to see how the in-house team reverse engineered a classic Rustin Hornsby. I had the opportunity to join that event while working with Fabaloo, getting a close in-vehicle experience with the Rustin Hornsby. Hands-on, the vehicle was looking as good as new, with steering box components and even its classic hood ornament recreated via reverse engineering and additive manufacturing. 3. Tooling. Sometimes the answer for replacement parts is simpler, and that's why OEM spare parts maintain their hold on the aftermarket. Still, installing components or reproducing those parts with traditional methods can be made more efficient through 3D printing. Ergonomic tools for line workers performing repetitive tasks, jigs and fixtures to keep assemblies together, improved or on-demand tooling, these and many other process-oriented parts can be 3D printed for a smoother workflow. Such systems work well for commercial and personal vehicles as well as, increasingly, for high-performance vehicles. Race cars in particular have long been benefiting from high-profile relationships with AM companies. Pit crews are pulling out all the stops with on-track 3D printing, while customized parts to lightweight and make more aerodynamic designs take stock cars to super-powered sleek racers. 4. Custom automotive accessories. One of the popular areas of on-demand, short-run production is geared more toward personalization. from the cup holders and accessories to DIY fixes anyone with a 3D printer can do, dashboards and other less critical parts can look exactly how a driver wants them to. Even engineers have fun with it. Check out the hood ornament the Siemens team reverse engineered alongside that steering box, after all.